Hello, welcome fellow artists to another exciting episode of the Self-Taught Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Christine, and today we are diving into a quick hit topic that can make a world of difference in your paintings. That is answering the question, what color should my underpainting be? I will note this episode really only applies to acrylic painters and oil painters. If you are using watercolors, then it's a bit more complicated to explain when you use an underpainting, but most of the time you don't. I've read that underpainting techniques are useful in cases where mixing shadow colors risks creating a muddy look with watercolors. I have never actually tried that myself. I never use an underpainting while painting watercolors, so I think it's pretty advanced for watercolor artists to use an underpainting at all. I just wanted to put this as a little disclaimer on the episode that really I'm talking to acrylic painters and oil painters today. But before we begin, let's do our review of the week. This one is titled Fantastic Resource, and it comes to us on Apple Podcasts from My Blue Eyes. And they write, I recently found this podcast by Lauren Christine, and I have been listening to it every chance I can. I appreciate the practical advice she gives, tips, tools, information, and resources, as well as the warmth and care she shows for the artist and their journey of self-teaching, self-learning, and creative expression. Highly recommend. Wow, what a sweet review. I love your comment about the warmth and care that I show. That's so thoughtful. To everyone out there, the best way that you can support the show is to leave a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to your podcast today. You can also leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. The other thing I'd ask you to do is hit the subscribe button or the follow button. And that's just going to make sure that you never miss an episode. But it's really important for the search algorithms on the podcast apps. So every time you do one of these things where you're rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the podcast, you're actually helping other artists out there to find the show. Awesome. Well, let's get started. So first, the question is, what is an underpainting? Well, an underpainting, for those of you who may not be familiar with the term, we're going to define what an underpainting is. And it's exactly what it sounds like. An underpainting is an initial layer of paint applied to a canvas or a paper that you're painting on before you start working on your final image. It serves as a foundation for your artwork. So think of it as the blueprint for your masterpiece. It's like a sketch that lives underneath the painting, or just a single color that establishes like a baseline for your painting. The second thing when talking about underpaintings is, why would you make an underpainting in the first place? Why would you take the time or waste the paint to make an underpainting when you could just go ahead and make the painting that you want to paint? Well, one benefit is that an underpainting can help you establish composition. Now, I should note there are typically two major ways that I see artists do underpaintings. One is to create just a solid color wash where they pick one color or maybe two colors depending on the composition, and they just do a solid wash of color over the entire canvas. If they use multiple colors, I normally see them do, let's say there's a subject, let's say I'm painting one big flower and I might paint the flower part. I might block that out in one color and then do the background in another color. And we'll get to why you might do that later on in the podcast episode. But the other major way that I see an underpainting being done is some artists will actually, with one color, block out every part of the composition. So the primary benefit when you're doing it that way is that it helps you establish the composition of your artwork and get all of the elements where you want them. By using a single color, you can focus solely on the placement of each element or shape or shadow and the overall balance of your composition. This step can save you from major headaches later on and give your piece a solid foundation to build upon. Especially if you're painting in a realistic style, I think that using the underpainting to block out the basics of where you want the elements of your composition to be, I think it's extremely beneficial just to make sure everything lines up the way you want it to. Because with realistic painting, you need to follow certain rules of, you know, physics and geometry so that it makes sense to our human eyes and we can make sense of that painting and what it means. Now, if you are doing just a solid color wash for your underpainting, and I'll say that's what I normally do for an underpainting, the significant advantage of that kind of underpainting is the ability to help you define the values and tonal range in your artwork and sort of set that baseline. And it just gives a consistency to all of your colors. And whether you're working in oil, acrylic, or any other medium, a monochromatic underpainting allows you to concentrate on light and shadow without the distraction of color. So this can lead to more dramatic and captivating results at the end. So ultimately, I see artists take a few different paths. If you are just experimenting with an underpainting for the first time, I'd say just do one color wash and use that to unwhiten the canvas and sort of, you know, make your first marks there in a way. And that just puts one color that gives you a baseline for what your kind of standard value or tonal range will be, and then you can go up lighter and darker from there. And it also just gives a nice consistency to all of your colors. So if you haven't done that before and you're new to underpaintings, I think a one color wash is a great way to go. And when I do a wash, I actually water down the paint. So you're not using a ton of paint. I would just kind of water it down and make a pretty transparent wash and just paint it on the entire piece of paper or the entire canvas. Now, as we progress with our discussion of underpaintings, let's not forget about depth and texture. An underpainting can also be instrumental in creating depth in your artwork. By applying paint in layers, you are building up textures and details gradually and giving your piece a richer and more three-dimensional quality. Once you've tried painting with an underpainting, I would encourage you to then go look at a bunch of other artists on Instagram or Pinterest or wherever you like to go for your art inspiration. And I think you're going to be able to notice many artists who use underpaintings, because a lot of times in the contemporary style that's popular now, they will actually leave a little bit of the underpainting showing, and you can tell what color they actually, you know, used as their primer or their wash. And I think that can be really interesting to observe, but you kind of have to know about the technique before you see it, and then you'll understand kind of how it came to be. So now that you're aware of it, my guess is you're going to start seeing it more and more as you look at art. All right, so now let's get into the big question. And this is a question that I had when I was starting to use underpaintings in my art. And it's this question of what color should the underpainting be? And the color of your underpainting is like the foundation of your house. It sets the tone for everything that comes after it. So should you just pick your favorite color or go with any color that tickles your fancy? Well, no, not quite. My advice, and I do think this is a tip that can truly elevate your work, is to choose the underpainting color based on the complementary colors of the objects in your painting. So whatever you're planning on painting, if you have an idea of you're going to have mostly green, maybe it's going to be a landscape, or mostly pink, let's say it's going to be hot pink flowers, use that as your guide. Pick the complementary color and do the underpainting in that. So why complementary colors, you ask? Great question. Complementary colors are pairs of colors that sit opposite each other on the color wheel. They create contrast, and when used strategically, they can make your colors pop and your artwork come to life. For example, let's say you're painting a lush green marsh or a lush green field or golf course or something like that. The complementary color of green is magenta. So using a quinacridone magenta or primary magenta underpainting can make those green hues really come alive in your landscape. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to always stick to just one shade of magenta for your entire underpainting. You can mix and blend to create variations and subtleties. The key is to keep the underlying complementary concept in mind. So you might, mix something else in there. You might, let's say, you're then going to have a blue sky and you could create your horizon line. You could make the green field. You could do that in a magenta underpainting. And then let's say you wanted a blue sky. Well, the complement of that would be orange. So you could go ahead and prime or put your underpainting of the sky portion of the canvas, you could do that in orange. It's worth a try. Or you could just do the whole thing in magenta and say that the green is the focal point and you want that to be a consistent baseline across the whole thing. You could also, to make matters more complicated, you could just take that magenta and go ahead and block in the elements of your composition and just use darker magenta for certain parts and lighter magenta for others. And by lighter, I mean probably more transparent where you're mixing in more water just to keep it more simple. So here is a quick tip. If you are not sure about the complementary colors for your subject, grab a color wheel or look it up on Google or use an app to help you identify them. A simple color wheel tool can be a game changer for your artistic choices. Now, in general, I think that a color wheel is an awesome tool to have in your, toolbox of tools in your art studio or wherever it is you keep your paints. You can print one out, or I'd say the best thing you could do is create your own color wheel, because that is going to give you a much better understanding of color. And I do think that the color wheel is a foundational exercise that we all should mix multiple times in our artistic career. And lucky for you, I actually have a whole series on color mixing and color theory. So if you have not listened to episode number 37, number 38, and number 42 and 43. Those are all my episodes on color mixing and color theory. And I'll say number 42 is the episode on the color wheel. And yeah, I would just tell you those are absolutely wonderful episodes you should go back and listen to. Even if you just want a reminder, it's a great foundational tip to your painting. And it's going to help you pick out the perfect underpainting color. Now, everything that I'm saying today, I also want to remind you that there's always room for experimentation in art. Sometimes a non-complementary underpainting might be just what your piece needs for a unique effect. So don't be afraid to explore and take creative risks. I've seen a lot of artists prime their canvases in magenta, no matter what color they're painting. And I think it's really beautiful. I love that look. I'll say some other artists who are more traditional, they might always make an underpainting of burnt sienna. That's a very, very popular and classic color to tone a canvas with, is burnt sienna. Well, I'd say that pretty much covers the topic of underpaintings, and that's sort of the basics of underpaintings. And of course, answering my biggest question I had when I started doing underpaintings, and that is, what color should my underpainting be? In general, if in doubt, the answer is the complementary color. So just remember, this can be a very powerful tool. If you've never tried it, it's worth a try, and let me know what you think of it. I'll put a poll on Spotify to see how many of you paint with an underpainting and how many of you don't. There's no right way or wrong way to paint. I'm just here to tell you about some different techniques that you can choose to try or not. It's completely up to you. And that's the benefit, I think, of being a self-taught artist, is there are no rules we have to adhere to. There are no art professors telling us what makes art or what's the right way to start a painting. There are a lot of different ways to start a painting, and this is just one method. So do experiment, do try different things and try different colors, try to block in your composition, or try just a color wash. There are no rules, so go have some fun. Remember, art is about fun and spreading joy and playing with color, so keep it fun. All right, before we wrap up, let me remind you, I do have an Instagram, at Lauren Christine Art. Christine is with a K, and that's linked in the show notes. So if you want to get in touch, you can DM me on Instagram. Also, my email is laurenchristineart@gmail.com. And of course, I'll leave a final plea to please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, because it really helps me out. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, self-taught artists out there. Keep creating, keep learning. Until next time, my friends, happy creating.